The South Australian government is again in trouble for not informing a school community about the presence of a sexual offender in its midst. The offender was a student at another school when he sexually assaulted a fellow pupil. The victim's mother says students at the boys' new school are being put at risk because the education department won't notify parents of the case. But the department says it's complicated because both the victim and offender are minors. Rebecca Bryce reports.
The only thing worse is the death of a child. That's how the mother of a boy who was sexually assaulted at a country school describes learning of the attack. Her voice has been altered to protect her son's identity.
My son was raped in a toilet block in a primary school.
And I understand that the attacker in this case was a fellow student?
That's correct. Yes, he was 13 at the time. My son was 11. A much bigger boy. He pled guilty to the rape charge during the court process and he was placed back into a school environment.
A decision not to tell parents at the new school has this mother worried. She went public in November after another case at a different school where parents weren't told a paedophile may have had access to their children. The education department mounted an investigation and when more cases came to light, the government advised it would notify parents. The mother of the 11-year-old boy contacted the education department to find out if her son's case was one of them.
I just got a short email back and it basically just stated that no, my son's case is not one of those that will be told because this involves two minors.
And what was your reaction to that?
Devastated. Devastated. These people that are making these decisions just need to step aside and put themselves in the situation. If their child, if their son, their daughter, their grandchildren, their niece, their nephew, if they were to be sitting in a school next to a convicted rapist, because we have to remember he's been convicted, how would they feel about that? Would there be any parent out there at all that would be happy about that?
The South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill was the Education Minister at the time of the offence in 2010.
Well, the Child Protection Act limits what we can say in matters of this sort. I won't be making any public remarks about that.
The Education Department didn't respond to requests for comment by the World Today's deadline. Claire O'Connor chairs the South Australian Council of Civil Liberties.
Well, the problem, of course, lies within our legislation, which requires complete privacy for victims of sexual offenders. So you're not meant to divulge anything that might identify who a victim is. So that makes it difficult sometimes for organisations or bodies to disclose. The second issue is, of course, it's not always as clear-cut as it is in the matter that's currently being investigated, where there has been a conviction. Sometimes it's just simply an allegation that's been made. So organisations, both public and private, would be very careful about defamation laws. But they've got to balance that with the fact that they actually owe a duty of care to people in their charge.
Claire O'Connor from the South Australian Council of Civil Liberties, Rebecca Bryce reporting.